Music that time from Fleetwood Mac. They don't seem to be releasing that many records. That's one called Oh Diane. Oh Diane. 7 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup of candy hearts to give away. No first of spring.
She'd hang up. I hate that song. Stevie Wonder, I just called to say I love you. Brings us to 3 minutes away from 8. Pub gas at 8 o'clock. The weather word for today, cold, mainly cloudy, but dry apart from a few well-isolated showers. Maximum temperature of 5 to 8 degrees Celsius. And winds will be light and southeasterly. Right, get out, Stevie. You're barred. I'd rather hear no more from that fella. The ELO this time, the Diary of Horace Wimp.
London. Late again today. He'd be in trouble, though he'd say he was sorry. He'd have to hurry out to the bus.
Tuesday.
Horace was so sad. He'd never had a girl that he could care for. And if it was late once more, he'd be out. Uh-oh. Don't be afraid. Just knock on the door. Well, he-
just stood there mumbling and fumbling. Then a voice from above said, Horace Wimp, this is your life. Go out and find yourself a wife. Come on, take a stand, be a man, and you will have a great life plan.
You can do it. Come on, Horace.
Horace met the girl. She was small and she was very pretty. He thought he was in love. He was afraid. Asked her for a date. The cafe down the street tomorrow evening. His head was reeling when she said yes.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. Just knock on the door. Well, he just stood there mumbling and fumbling. Then a voice from above said,
Horace Wimp, this is your life. Go out and find yourself a wife.
Come on,
be a man, be a man, as you will have a great life plan.
You can do it. Come on,
Horace, this is it. He asks the girl if maybe they marry. When she says gladly, Horace cries,
Sunday.
Everybody's at the church when Horace rushes in and says, now here comes my wife. For the rest of my life. Well, he just stood there mumbling and fumbling. Then a boy stopping by said,
Paris Wimp, this is your wife. Go out and find yourself a life.
You can do this
game. Be a man, and you will have a great life plan.
Paris Wimp. Paris, 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 Paris.
Checked out the great value of the Forum, that's Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street. Toy divan beds from £89, pine bunk beds from £89, tubular steel chairs down to £35, pine fireside chairs £29, mahogany chairs clearing at an unbelievable £20. Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street, open late Thursday and Friday, all day Saturday and 2 to 6 on Sunday. If you want furniture, get to the Forum. That's Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street.
Bandon Highland, your 24-hour newsagent, Shore Road, Kilmainham, Ireland's leading newspaper and magazine shop. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A huge range of magazines on every possible subject. If you want a magazine, they have it. So remember, Brendan Highland, your 24-hour newsagent. They also sell cigarettes, cigars, tobacco, sweets, greeting cards, and groceries. And no matter how late at night, they'll always have fresh milk and fresh bread. For all your needs, Brendan Highland, your 24-hour newsagent, Shore Road, Kilmainham.
Bob Gass Show. Today, Bob will be bringing you another message of practical help for becoming the blessed and successful person God wants you to be. Now, here's Bob Gass.
The story is found in Judges chapter 11, and the outlaw's name is Jephthah. And you may read from the authorized version, King James, but I want to read it to you from the Living Bible, but you can follow along. The story's exactly the same, but a little clearer in this version. That's Judges chapter 11. Now, Jephthah was a great warrior in the land of Gilead, but his mother was a prostitute. His father, whose name was Gilead, had several other sons by his legitimate wife. And when these half-brothers grew up, they chased Jephthah out of the country. They called him the son of a whore. And they said, "You'll not get any of our father's estate or inheritance." Verse 3. So Jephthah fled from his father's home and lived in the land of Tob. Soon he had quite a band of malcontents as his followers, living off the land as bandits. It was about this time that the Ammonites began their war against Israel, and the leaders of Gilead sent for Jephthah, begging him to come and lead their army against the Ammonites. But Jephthah said to them, "Why do you come to me when you hate me and when you've driven me out of my father's house? Why come now when you're in trouble?" "Well," they said, "because we need you. If you'll be our commander-in-chief against the Ammonites, we'll make you king of Gilead." "Sure," said Jephthah. "You expect me to believe that?" "We swear it," they replied. "We promise with a solemn oath." Verse 11. So Jephthah accepted the commission and was made commander-in-chief and king. The contract was ratified before the Lord in Mizpah at a general assembly of all of the people. Okay, verse 32 in the interest of time. So Jephthah led his army against the Ammonites, and the Lord gave him the victory. He destroyed the Ammonites with a terrible slaughter, all the way from Aroer to Minnith, including cities as far away as Vineyard Meadow. Thus the Ammonites were subdued by the people of Israel. When Jephthah returned home, his daughter, his only child, ran out to meet him. Now listen to this. Playing on a tambourine and dancing for joy, and when he saw her, he tore his clothes in anguish. "Alas, my daughter," he cried out, "you have brought me to the dust, for I have made a vow to the Lord, and I cannot take it back. Your Bible will state, I have opened my mouth unto the Lord, and I cannot go back." 36. And she said, "Father, you must do whatever you have promised the Lord, for he has given you a great victory over your enemies, the Ammonites. But first, let me go up into the hills and roam with my girlfriends for 2 months, weeping because I'll never marry." 38. "Yes," he said, "go." And so she did, bewailing her fate with her friends for 2 months. Then she returned to her father, who did as he had vowed. So she was never married. And after that, it became a custom in Israel that the young girls went away for 4 days each year to lament the fate of Jephthah's daughter. Now, Father, we have sang, worshipped, laughed, rejoiced in great Christian fellowship and the warmth of your presence. But right now, in the next moments of this assembly, the Holy Spirit has something important to say to this church. May not a word of it be lost, and not a heart or ear closed to what God would speak. Thank you, Lord, because the anointing always accompanies the word, and we give it to you for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, amen. Today our story is set in the days of the pioneers. Israel was a relatively new nation, and they were settling in the land of promise. Most of the Israelis were ranchers, cattlemen, and farmers. They had one big problem: their borders were insecure. And at almost any time while the little rancher family was sleeping, fierce, savage tribes would sweep across those borders, killing, raping, looting, and leaving death and flaming devastation wherever they went. That's why Israel had to have a Gideon, or a Samson, or in this case, a Jephthah. Now let me tell you a little bit about Jephthah's background. Chip to the Bandit was the son of a prostitute. His father was a playboy. And Chip, being the son of a harlot, half-brother, by the time he reached his teenage years, his brothers threw him out of the house and said, you're not going to inherit any of our father's wealth or his possessions. And Jephthah, according to Alexander White, would have gone then to the elders of Israel to plead his cause. But instead of finding mercy, all he found was a closed door and a hard heart. Finally, he made his way up to a cave. And there he spent the next years of his life as an outlaw. And just like David had done, the Bible says David attracted to the cave of Adullam those in debt, those in distress, and those who were discouraged. And he marshaled them into David's mighty men of valor, and one day he brought them back, and they won for him a throne and set up a kingdom. And that's exactly what happened for Jephthah. Jephthah took everybody, the prodigal son, the illegitimate, the rejects and the refuse of society, the failures, the broken, the miserable, the rebels. And he listened to their story. He turned none away. He put them into his service and he trained them. Do you know what Jephthah did? He took that bunch of human garbage and recycled it into one of the finest armies that Israel ever had on the field. And by the time he was through, it is said of Jephthah in Hebrews 11, he put to flight the armies of aliens. He became known as the youngest judge Israel ever had. And he is mentioned in the galaxy of heroes and stars of Hebrews chapter 11. It's a story of rags to riches. The outlaw becomes the sheriff, the judge, and the king of the whole nation. Now, I want to ask you a question. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready to answer it. What's your excuse for not serving the Lord? What's your reason for not making a success of Christian living? Well, I had a miserable home life. They never read the word. There was no family altar. I wasn't taken to church. Or I've been hurt by Christians. Or I've been failed by church and church leaders. Do you know something? When you stand in final judgment, if you tell God that, do you know what he's going to do? He's going to pull up a big set of scales. And he's going to make Jephthah stand on one side of them and tell you to stand on the other. And he's going to tell you, Jephthah's mother was a whore, his father was a playboy, his brothers threw him out of the house, and the church turned its back on him, and in spite of it, it is written, the Spirit of God came upon Jephthah. He became a mighty man of valor and a hero in the kingdom of God. Well, somebody says to me, I'm young, and I'm the only Christian in the classroom, or I'm the only Christian in the factory or the office. It's lonely serving the Lord. Do you know, I read of a man by the name of Elijah who stood alone on Mount Carmel and faced the flashing steel of 850 false prophets and took every last one of them on and says, if God be God, let's worship at this altar, but if Baal be Baal, let's throw in the sponge and serve him, but let there be one God. And that day God sent fire upon the altar of a lonely prophet and vindicated him. The Bible says for 500 years and then another 120, Noah walked with God. When nobody else would serve God, Noah walked with God. I've got a question for you, lonely Christian. How can any man say I'm alone if he's walking with God? Amen. Hebrews 13 and 5 says, I will never leave you, nor forsake you, now get it, so that we may boldly say the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. It's more than a song, it's a reality. He walks with me, and he talks with me. Well, one lady said to me, if you had to live with my husband, you wouldn't be a Christian either. Maybe not. I heard of a lady the other day who used to come to this church. She remarried a man who said, it's either me or that church, and so she made a decision. She doesn't come to church. I'm told she hasn't really given up her faith, but she's a secret disciple. I say it's a disgrace. I try to understand, humanly speaking, but it's a sad commentary on one who would keep or let another keep them from giving their first love to Jesus. Have you ever heard of Lois or Eunice? Let me tell you about them. Lois was married to an ungodly Jew who wouldn't let her go to church. And Eunice was married to an unregenerate Greek who wouldn't let her son be circumcised. But Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and he says, when I call to remembrance the faith that's in you, Timothy, I saw it first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. You're a third generation Christian, and in spite of the obstacles, those two women, unsaved husbands notwithstanding, raised an apostle, the youngest in the Bible, and he became a firebrand for God.
We hope you've enjoyed today's program. As a special gift, Bob wants to send you a free copy of his book, For Men Only. This is a pocket-sized, easy-to-read book that is a must for you or the man in your family. Bob would also like to hear from you if you have a prayer need or if you've had an answer to prayer through this ministry. For the free book or to write to Bob, the address is The Bob Gas Show, Post Office Box 1623, Dublin 1, Southern Ireland. That address again is P.O. Box 1623, Dublin 1, Southern Ireland. Be sure to tell a friend about this program, and don't forget to join us for the next exciting edition of The Bob Gas Show.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand now, stand by me, stand by me.
I suppose it's really something when a song goes to number one 26 years after being released. Benny King and the one that's being played every time they're showing you the Levi's jeans now. I suppose that's the idea of it. That's Stand By Me. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. Radio Dublin International on AM, FM and shortwave. Right now, music from the Water Boys out watching the moon, would you believe?
You saw the whole of the moon. sound of Ireland's capital city. Radio Dublin is your better music station.
After 8 o'clock, a song that wasn't really such a big hit for Mr. Mister. One they go with Kyrie. Radio Dublin on a Monday. How's your body today? Oh, mine is absolutely shattered. Here's Gary Moore.
Station house, he waited to
checked out the great value of the Forum, that's Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street. Tour divan beds from £89, pine bunk beds from £89, tubular steel chairs down to £35, pine fireside chairs £29, mahogany chairs clearing at an unbelievable £20. Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street, open late Thursday and Friday, all day Saturday and 2 to 6 on Sunday. If you want furniture, get to the Forum. That's Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street.
Now, every time you buy £10 worth of petrol at Phoenix, your 24-hour, 7-days-a-week station on the Ballyfermot Road, you're in with a chance of great prizes every month. A Ryan Hotel champagne weekend for two at any Ryan Hotel in Ireland. A hand-carved Phoenix wall clock by Irish Oak Carvings or a hand-carved desk pen set. Get your £10 worth of petrol and fill out an entry form. And there's a separate monthly draw at each of the other two Phoenix stations as well, in Rathcoole and Saggart. So get filled up, and you could be driving away to a great champagne weekend. And remember, Phoenix Petrol, Ballyfermot Road at Cherry Orchard is also your one-stop shop for convenience foods and groceries at supermarket prices. You know how to find it. Just look for the world's largest tricolor.
United International Pictures presents Matthew Broderick in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He borrowed a Ferrari and did it all in a day at Adelphi 1. At Adelphi 2, it's Heartburn with two Oscar-winning stars, Meryl Streep and Jack Nicholson. Eddie Murphy's back in town and all hell's about to break loose in The Golden Child at Carlton 2 and Green 2. See how far a man will go to fulfill his dream in The Mosquito Coast, starring Harrison Ford at Savoy 2. Finally, Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis will take your breath away in Top Gun, now at Curzon 2. All superb movies brought to you by United International Pictures.
Abbey Discs for sizzling hits. Specialists in UK and American imports. Abbey Discs at Abbey Mall, Finglas Main Centre and Northside Shopping Centre.
Mike Baron, playing all over Dublin. Now.
lycée que de cheval à la sortie du lycée. On a tous dans le cœur un morceau de fer à user, un vieux scooter de rêve pour faire le cirque dans le quartier. Et la petite fille chantait.
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 Un truc qui me colle encore au cœur et au corps.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Come on, baby.
Pour Liverpool, sortie de scène, hélicoptère pour échapper à la foule. Excuse me sir, mais j'entends plus Big Ben qui sonne. Des scarabées bourdonnent, c'est la folie à London. Et les Beatles chantaient.
Et les Beatles chantaient.
Et les Beatles chantaient.
Et les Beatles chantaient.
Un truc qui me colle encore au cœur et au corps.
It's been a hard day's night and I've been working. Hard day's night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
À quoi ça va me servir d'aller me faire couper les tifs? Est-ce que ma vie sera mieux une fois que j'aurai mon certif? Betty a rigolé devant ma boule à zéro. Je lui dis si ça te plaît pas, t'as qu'à te plaindre au dirlot. Et je me suis fait virer. Et les Beach Boys chantaient.
Et les Beach Boys chantaient.
Un truc qui me colle encore au cœur et au corps. Ça faisait
round, round, get around. I get around. Get around, round, round. I get around.
Get around.
Get around. Get around. Get around.
On a tous dans le cœur des vacances à Saint-Malo. Et des parents en maillot qui dansent chez Luis Mariano. Camping des flots bleus, je me traîne des tonnes de cafards. Si j'avais bossé un peu, je me serais payé une guitare. Et Saint-Malo dormait.
Et Saint-Malo dormait.
Et les radios chantaient.
Et les radios chantaient.
Un truc qui me colle encore au cœur et au corps. Bande à Jimmy, ça fume pas mal, ça roule autour du baby. Le pauvre Jimmy s'est fait piquer chez Disquaire, c'est dingue. Avec un single des Stones caché sous ses fringues. Et les loulous roulaient.
Et les loulous roulaient.
Et les cailloux chantaient.
Et les cailloux chantaient.
Un truc qui me colle encore au cœur et au corps.
Here's a record back to 1977, a guy called Laurent Vousey. That's Rock Collection, part one. Better Music Dublin, stereo 105, 1188 AM, 17 and a half minutes away from 9 o'clock. And it's Monday morning. Doesn't that make you feel good?
So much for me.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath. And I'm still standing here, and you're miles away. And I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And there's a heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight.
Checked out the great value of the Forum, that's Furniture Forum in Bamberg Street. Toy divan beds from £89, pine bunk beds from £89, tubular steel chairs down to £35, pine fireside chairs £29, mahogany chairs clearing an unbelievable £20. Furniture Forum in Bamberg Street, open late Thursday and Friday, all day Saturday and 2 to 6 on Sunday. If you want furniture, get to the Forum. That's Furniture Forum in Bamberg Street.
The Bentley Lounges and Disco Bar trim the road for everything that's best in food and drink. Featuring lunches from 12:30 to 2:30, Monday to Friday. Evening meals with a full a la carte menu from 5 to 8 p.m. The Bentley has function rooms specially catering for private parties, weddings, and all functions. And the Bentley Disco Bar, Sundays only from 7 to 10 p.m. Your best bet is the Bentley Lounges and Disco Bar, Drimna Road, just 200 yards from the Children's Hospital.
Freeman Supermarket, Latouche Road, Bluebell, for all your grocery needs. Freeman Supermarket for fantastic value with a full range of Red Label products, so you'll never run short. Cold meats are also a speciality. Freeman Supermarket opens from early morning until 6 p.m. each evening, Monday to Saturday inclusive. Freeman Supermarket, Latouche Road, Bluebell, your local friendly family grocer. Freeman's. Let the Color TV Center put you in the picture with their great New Year clearance sale. Be prepared for satellite TV. Color TVs from only £99, black and white sets from £49, and VHS videos for £249. All sets are fully guaranteed. The Color TV Center also has an excellent repair service with free estimates. Also in the sale, electric blankets from £15, jug kettles from £17, and vacuum cleaners at £49. Access and Visa cards are welcome. The Color TV Center, Kylemore Road. Phone is now at 269-789. That's 269-789.
Mike Baron on 105 FM and 1188 AM.
Through the day, it's better music.
Radio Dublin is your better music station.
Pain. But it's not enough reason for me to go insane.
Just coming up to 4 minutes away from 9 o'clock, second hit single for the band Europe, and we rock the night right through the weekend. So it has me in the state I'm in this morning. Here's the latest from Duran Duran. This is called Skin Trade.
If you knew what she was after, sometimes you won't, and she laughs in her frustration. Would someone please explain the reason for this strange behavior in exploitation's name?
Checked out the great value of the Forum, that's Furniture Forum in Bamberg Street.
Drawer divan beds from £89, pine bunk beds from £89, tubular steel chairs down to £35, pine fireside chairs £29, mahogany chairs clearing an unbelievable £20. Furniture Forum in Bemberg Street, open late Thursday and Friday, all day Saturday and 2 to 6 on Sunday. If you want furniture, get to the Forum. That's Furniture Forum in Bemberg Street.
VIP security, guard dogs for hire, static guards, key holders, random patrols, spot checks. VIP security, phone 523418.
Now that 1987 is here, it's nice to know there's still one shop where you can get real value for your money. Willie's New Night Shop to Colorado Chicor. Right now, there's lots of special offers going on, so why not drop in and see for yourself? They've got your everyday groceries, newspapers and magazines, greeting cards, confectionery, cigarettes and tobacco, plus the best prices on a wide range of toys. So for real money value, it's got to be Willie's Newsagents and Late Night Shop to Colorado Chicor. Open weekdays from 7 a.m. till 11 p.m. and also weekends till 11 p.m. Willie's Newsagents and Late Night Shop to Colorado in Chicor.
Mike Barron on 105 FM and 1188 AM.
Through the day, it's better music.
Radio Dublin is your better music station.
Radio Dublin plays better music.
Remember this.
There you go, and baby, here am I. Oh, well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me tight each and every night? Well, whoops-a-daisy, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me a-crying. I've done everything and now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights and wasted all my days over you. Well, you go your way and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new. Baby, we'll say we're through and you won't matter anymore. You won't matter
Yeah.
your kiss in the Indian wild out here. When you're built like a car, you've got a hubcap, diamond star halo. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl.
Music from the 70s, that time, T-Rex, featuring the late, great Mark Bolan on lead vocals, and Get It On, Get It On.
Love was born. As the young buds will grow.
when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when the ceiling glows from moths and sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the sod from his face. Funky little boat race. Television man is crazy. Same with juvenile delinquent Rex.
Out the great value of the Forum, that's Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street. Drawer divan beds from £89, pine bunk beds from £89, tubular steel chairs down to £35, pine fireside chairs £29, mahogany chairs clearing at an unbelievable £20. Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street, open late Thursday and Friday, all day Saturday and 2 to 6 on Sunday. If you want furniture, get to the Forum. That's Furniture Forum in Bamburgh Street.
In Highland, your 24-hour news agent, Shore Road, Kilmainham, Ireland's leading newspaper and magazine shop. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A huge range of magazines on every possible subject. If you want a magazine, they have it. So remember, Brendan Highland, your 24-hour news agent. They also sell cigarettes, cigars, tobacco, sweets, greeting cards, and groceries. And no matter how late at night, they'll always have fresh milk and fresh bread. For all your needs, Brendan Highland, your 24-hour news agent, Shore Road, Kilmainham.
Things are changing. Look at us.
Only Iris TV Rentals has the latest satellite sets from as little as £2.53 per week. And only Iris TV Rentals has Option 2020, the option that allows you to buy out your rented equipment at greatly reduced prices. Check out Option 2020 today.
Iris TV Rentals, the world of home entertainment. Iris TV Rentals, the world of home entertainment.
Mike Baron on 105 FM and 1188 AM.
Through the day, it's better music.
Radio Dublin is your better music station.
Here comes summer. School is out, oh, happy day. Here comes summer. I'm gonna grab my girl and run away. Here comes summer. We'll go swimming every day.
And let the sun shine bright
on my happy summer home. Well, school's not so bad, but summer's better. It gives me more time to see my girl, who walks through the park beneath the shining moon. And then we kiss, she makes my flat top curl. It's summer. I feel her lips so close to mine. Here comes summer. When we meet, our hearts entwine. It's the greatest. Let's have summer all the time.
Oh, let the sun shine bright
on my happy summer home.
Here comes summer.
Here comes summer. Almost June, the sun is bright.
Here comes summer.
Here comes summer. Drive-in movies every night.
Double features.
Double features. Lots more time to hold her tight.
So let the sun shine bright
on my happy summer home. Well, I'll go on to hold my girl beside me. Sit by the lake till one or two. Go for a drive in the summer moon. A dream of love the whole night through. It's summer. She'll be with me every day. Here comes summer. Meet the gang at Joe's Cafe if she's willing. We'll go steady right away.
Let the sun shine bright
on my happy summer home.
Oh, let the sun shine bright.
Well, here comes summertime at last.
Get your motor running. Looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all the forgotten thoughts and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. Feeling that I'm under. Yeah, gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Out of the bounds and what's in. Explode into space. Like a true nature's child. We were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die. Born to be wild.
way back to 1968. That's music from Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild. 22 minutes after 9 o'clock, let's have a look at the horoscopes for today. Starting off with Aries. If you aren't already seeking an improvement in your economic situation, you will soon. There is now a chance for you to put your talent to work and to obtain a just reward for honest endeavor. You may also be able to turn a hobby or interest into a source of financial reward. Right then, we're back. Let's see, who's coming up next? Taurus. Normally it's advisable to take the path of least resistance. Currently for Taurians, however, it's a case of who dares wins. Don't be afraid to reach for the moon or to ask quite clearly for the thing you really want. With your good luck, there's a very good chance you'll get it. Gemini. It may be a while until you feel capable of taking a strong initiative. But you should now be feeling less frustrated. Today will bring a demanding intellectual challenge. You may not be able to resolve all your problems right away, but you will be able to solve this one. Cancer, think twice before making snap decisions today. Something which appears to be an irritating problem could well turn out to be a golden opportunity in disguise. You're in an impulsive, determined mood, and while this is very expedient, it could hamper you. For Leo, it should be one of those days when you feel really buoyant and capable of anything. Almost every project you begin should go smoothly, but be careful in your confidence not to overlook a pressing appointment or a fiddly detail. It could be most embarrassing. Virgo, it's possible that you now feel bugged about something that you can't quite put your finger on. Rather than sit in fretful contemplation, go for a long walk or take part in physically demanding exercise. You'll soon clear your head, identify the problem, and see that it's easy to rectify. Librans, you may experience some turbulence this week. The winning streak you've been enjoying isn't going to run quite as smoothly for the next few days. But if you bide your time and stay firm through the coming trials, you'll be back on form before you know it. Scorpio, there are lots of positive influences this week, making your existence take on a party atmosphere. It would be quite easy to lose all sense of ambition or urgency in the face of such easy living, but if you do put yourself to work, you'll find that success comes easy. Sagittarians, one of your all-time secrets might well be let out of its tightly sealed bag today. The impact won't be anywhere near as horrendous as you expect it to be, so calm down and stop panicking. Capricorn, the moon is currently passing through your sign, bringing with you much in the way of heartfelt emotional experience and making you unusually open and sympathetic. Today especially, you'll find yourself drawn towards people in need. If you can, try to lend a helping hand. Aquarians, what's happened to the music? The music's gone. Aquarians, the actions of close friends or families may spring a few surprises on you today. You'll have to be quick on your feet to maintain your balance, but you're sure to come through testing moments with flying colors. You'll have a lot of good feeling and a lot to feel good about by this evening. Pisces, it's the start of a busy week for you according to this chart. There's plenty happening and most of it is good news. You'll be displaying all your best attributes to the world at large and can expect your ideas and suggestions to attract some positive feedback from unlikely sources. That's the horoscopes.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling. Thank you.
She's gonna make it through.